We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Samach Vav Sif Beis. Yesterday we saw that if there is no non-Jew available, then you should place whatever it is that you have that is muksa or that you are carrying on the donkey, but ensure that this is done after the donkey has already started walking, so that there is no iser of mechamer involved. The mechaber continues, V'yeshom shetzarech lizahar milahanhiga b'kol ram kol zman she'al kesaleha. There are some who say that you have to be careful to make sure that you do not cause the animal to move by using your voice to tell it to go, as long as whatever the object is on top of the animal, as this would also violate the iser of mechamer. The Ramah comments, V'hulo yirkav al hachamor ela yelech baraglav. Should not ride on the donkey, rather walk next to the donkey. V'mu tzarech latzeis chutzal tchum ipnei shem et yarmin alistam oshar sakana. If you have to go out of the tchum because you are afraid of robbers or any other danger, v'afil hu tocha tchum, even if the danger exists within the tchum, yachol leishev al hachamor v'lerkov, then you can ride on the donkey. Since it is makom sakana, we are matir any iser of tchum and any iser of machamer as well. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim, says, in light of this iser of machamer, one should be careful if you see a caravan with donkeys, that you should not raise your voice because you might cause the donkeys to move, in which case you would be over on this iser of machamer. Sif Gimel. If you find yourself in a situation where you have to choose from giving it to a donkey or a cheresh or a shote or a child, then it is best to place it on the donkey and not give it to any of the human beings, because since they are human beings like a regular human being, there is a gzera of asi lechlufe that you might come to make a mistake and give it to someone who is chai b'mitzos. If you have to choose between giving it to a deaf person or a shota, then you should give it to the shota because he does not have any das at all, whereas a cheresh has daita klishta, explains the Mishnah Berurah, a smaller, lower level of das, but still has some level of das. Siv hey, shota v'katan yidnenu l'shota. If you have to choose between giving it to a shota or a child, give it to the shota. Sha'a katan yavu l'chla das. Because one day the katan will have a full complete level of das. If you have to choose between a deaf person and a child, then you can choose to give it to whichever one you want, since each of them has a mila of their own. The katan is asi lechlal das, and the cheresh has daito klishta. The Ber Halacha quotes a Prima Gadim who points out that this must be referring to a case where the katan is not his own child, because if it is his own child, then he is mitzuvah midin chinuch. Siv hey. Siv vav. Yesh omrim shakshen nosno la'achad me'elu manicho alav kshu mahalich v'notlo mimenu kshu omid. There are some who say that even in a situation where you give it to a cheresh, shota, or a katan, you have to do the same thing that you do with a chamor, which means you do not give it, the object, to the person until they have already started walking, so that you will not cause an akira and a hanacha. The Rama says, "Dafke kishen nosein lahemi shechashecha." This is only true when you give it to the person at night. Avak kishen nosein lahemi bod yom mutar b'cholengim. But if you give it to the person before Shabbos begins, then you can give it to them even before they were oker raglav. This is not true when it comes to an animal, as we saw earlier.